Song of Bernadette has a strange story. I was named Bernadette when I was a child, but my brothers and sisters, all names start with J. Jill, Jerry, Jimmy, Joni. So when they heard that one of the babies was going to be named Bernadette, they felt betrayed and tortured my parents into conforming with the J routine. So a day later, I became Jennifer. When I was on tour with Leonard on a bus in the north of France, I began a series of letters between Jennifer and Bernadette, my original self, and Jennifer, my acquired self. And it was just an experiment. And I showed Leonard a couple of those letters, and he said, "Why, there's a song here." And I said, "Well, would you help me with this?" So most of the lyric comes from Leonard's understanding of what I was wishing to say, with a few comfortable lyrics coming from me, the "I want to hold you," those colloquial speeches that when I use "ain't" and words that Leonard doesn't like to use. Song of Bernadette arose from wishing to become something purer and more honest.
We began that song in 1978 or 1979. No, it was much earlier than that.
Really? 1977?
No, we were on tour together when we began that song.
It was on the second tour, though. The first tour was 1971, the second tour was 1977.
It was?
Yeah, it was the second tour in 1977, north of France, on a bus.
So we were on a bus, and you proposed to me the idea of this song. You told me that you wanted to write something about Bernadette.
Yes.
And it was a figure that always interested me. But I always felt that you carried that song, you know, that it was yours, and that somehow it was your intention that carried the song along, even though I was very pleased to be able to cooperate, and actually we did come up with an idea somehow.
And then it was in Glasgow that you said, "Well, it's simple. You just begin. You say, 'There was a child named Bernadette. I heard the story long ago. She saw the Queen of Heaven once and kept the vision in her soul.'" And it was so direct and so completely to the point. And that was the song.
I wish I could take that advice more often. I must refresh my memory with that anecdote over and over. But it is a very, very beautiful song. And I feel no a sense of modesty in praising it, because, as I say, I feel that you commissioned the song in my heart. And I followed orders. And the melody is exquisite, and the bridge which you wrote, and the lyrics of which mostly you wrote, as I remember.
No, that was your line. "So many hearts I find broke like yours and mine."
Oh, really?
That was your line.
Oh, good.
"Torn by what we've done and can't undo," that's your line.
And then how does it go?
"I just want to hold you."
Oh, you wrote that. It is a really exquisite collaboration, in the sense that there never was any conflict anywhere. But anyways, the song is just about perfect.
Song of Bernadette, after all of these years, pretty much still never fails to make me cry when I listen to it. At the very end, where you hit your high tonic note, I think it's the most emotionally evocative tune on the record, and very beautiful. I have that photo of you and Leonard actually writing this song, working on the song on the tour bus in 1979, somewhere in Scandinavia, I think. Somewhere. I have those pictures of Leonard sitting by the window in the bus with the blanket pulled up over himself, up over his nose, and then the pictures of you sitting next to him with your notebook out and writing the song. I have a very vivid memory of that being written, and then you coming back to Los Angeles and finishing the song, and it's just gorgeous.